Right now on the Scenic Crew, we're talking to O Green, that is a duo of Sherry O'Meara and Tom Greenwald from St. Paul. They're coming up here this weekend, going to be at 7 p.m. at Lutzen Resort down there doing a performance. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Very well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I understand that you're going to be celebrating your anniversary together at Lutzen as part of this weekend, so that's exciting. Congrats on that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we usually come up to the North Shore for our anniversary, so this time we got a gig and decided to play and celebrate.
That's a great way to celebrate. I don't know how many people do that.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about this duo, this O Green. How long you've been performing as this?
Well, we've been married just 6 years. We're old newlyweds, or oldiewedds, however you want to call that. And so we started about 6 years ago, playing off and on. We both play in different bands, and we just, it's our night out together, Will.
It's a great thing. It's like date night, but it's also work and it's also fun. That sounds like a good time.
Right.
What kind of different groups did you play in before this?
Go ahead, Tom.
Well,
Tom can take it.
I mean, I played in from everything from, you know, garage bands as a kid to Grateful Dead cover bands to doing the, you know, cruise boats out of South Florida when I lived down there. Came up here, started playing in country bands and just whatever. I just enjoy playing music, so I really don't have a particular genre I like to play, except it's just Americana, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's good that you don't have a particular genre. That makes you a good utility guy for just about anything, like you said. Did you say that was boats down south?
Well, I grew up in Chicago, so my first love was blues. Then I moved down to when I went to college, I lived in a rural area, so then that's where I discovered country. Moved to Florida, always been a Grateful Dead fan, wound up playing in the Grateful Dead cover band that the drummer still plays with Melvin Seals and what's left of Jerry Garcia's band. And
oh, wow.
Came up here, wound up playing in the country band, doing Wee Fest and things like that. Then met my wife, just spent a lot of time raising children between them. Yeah, met Sherry and we started playing together.
That's great. Sherry, what about you? I know that you have been in the group Lachlan Road for a while, so what can you tell me about that and other stuff you've done?
Yeah, I started that group about 15 years ago. I really hadn't played before. It's something that I always wanted to do, and I kind of reached the age that I thought, oh, what the heck, I'll try this as long as it works until they figure out I can't do this, and they haven't done that yet. I've gone on songwriting retreats on my own to the Aran Islands in Ireland, gave concerts over there with songwriters from all over the world, and then as Lachlan Road, which Tom is now a member of, he's a great utility player for that band. We've been playing about 15 years in the area, and we have branched out from just Celtic to, we kind of do what fits the audience, so we're all big country fans, so I gravitate towards artists like Nancy Griffith and Emmy Lou and in that genre, and we mix it up depending on the audience.
Right.
And we kind of do the same thing with O Green. We have kind of an eclectic mix, wouldn't you say, Tom?
Yeah, it's very, just the songs that we like that we've known from different varied times we've played, you know, over our life, and things that appeal to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm assuming these are going to be things that people recognize and maybe want to sing along to.
I think some are and some aren't. I mean, we will do some more obscure kind of folk songs, and if you're a Nancy Griffith fan, you'll recognize those, and if you aren't, you won't. Tom is does a lot of Grateful Dead, and he does John Prine for the thing. People will recognize those, but also some others that you might not.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a mix.
How do you decide what song you want to play? Is there like do you go like off of the lyrics being really good or appealing, or a cool little riff that's in it? How do you choose how you make your set?
For me, it's the lyrics. I really, you know, as a writer, I gravitate towards lyrics. And but Tom is really our instrumentalist, so you can speak to that, Tom.
I just play, I hate to say it, but songs that I've, a lot of songs are songs that I've backed up people with over the years, and oh yeah, I like that. I think I'll adopt that. So kind of being a deadhead, or not really a deadhead, pure deadhead, but that I just like to go where the music sounds to me like I like it and I can play it.
That's good. Tom, you sound like the ultimate session man, for real. This is great. I was going to ask Sherry, how did you get into the Celtic music and going over to Ireland? What's spurred that?
Oh, well, it's my heritage. I'm Irish, and I just kind of fell into it. I started out as a duo with the guy who's our lead guitarist, and then added another guy, and then later another guy with Tom, and it's just something that kind of just happened. Because I wasn't, you know, like I said, I got to the age where I wasn't afraid to try it anymore. You know, just like it's something that I'd always wanted to do. And after we had done it, probably not nearly long enough, only a year, I heard about this songwriting opportunity, this workshop experience in Ireland. And I thought that sounded really cool. So I went to do that. Was way over my head for the first few days, and then it ended up really just great being able to write with writers from all over the world, and then getting concerts in Galway and Inishere, and it was really a memorable trip.
Very cool. If you're joining us right now, we're talking to Sherry O'Meara and Tom Greenwald. They're O'Green together, and they're going to be playing at Lutzen Resort this Saturday. You mentioned that was a songwriting session. Do you play some original music that you've written, Sherry, for this group?
We do. We both have written for the group, but we, you know, this duo is not, its emphasis is not on original music. It's just whatever we kind of like to play at the moment. So if it fits, and if it's a quiet night, we'll play a quiet song that we may have written. If it's a louder night, we don't have a lot of those, you know, that we've written. So it really just kind of depends.
I have some loud songs, but they don't fit with a duo like this. So it's wonderful to just be able to play music that fits for the night, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been up there before and they have you playing a really kind of cozy fireplace lounge area. So
yeah.
That'll be nice.
We stay there almost every year. We've not played there before, but yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Right. Do you enjoy more like intimate small venues like that, or would you rather play it at like a large hall?
At this point, I kind of like the small intimate spaces that are more listening rooms that people will, even if they're wandering by, you know, which they will be because it's a lobby, they'll wander by and, you know, if the song strikes them, they'll stop and listen rather than a big hall where you can be kind of musical wallpaper, as one of our guys says.
I like that a lot. Musical wallpaper. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
What else are you doing up here on the North Shore to celebrate the anniversary and get a bite of the North Shore?
Well, we always like to go for that hike on Oberg Mountain. So we're looking at the weather. It looks like Friday's a good day for that.
We have friends coming up who will coming in also for the weekend, so that's kind of nice. And just it's so nice to be out there and see the beautiful North Shore. I mean, I gotta say it's wonderful. I grew up in Chicago, so to me that's just a wonderful, pristine, beautiful area.
Yeah, we'll do some, you know, go on a little maple syrup hike that they have. We always go up to Grand Marais and go to the Ben Franklin, so maybe that's where Tom will get my anniversary friend some
of
presents.
Course.
That's what we did last year, honestly. Like, we planned it in advance. Let's go to the Ben Franklin and just buy each other a gift there.
That's so great.
Then we'll go over to North Shore Winery and listen to some music there and have their wine. And yeah, so we love the area.
That's great. Where can people find out more about you and your music?
We're on Reverb Nation at O'Green. So you can go to Reverb Nation and then just search for O'Green without the apostrophe.
Anything else you want people to know about the show coming up?
Well, just if you stop by to Lucerne Resort, stop by and say hello.
Yeah, we're glad to. We probably may not know the song you want to hear, but we'll play something close to it.
Yeah, we'll make
best.
It up. and pretend that we know it.
That's great. Approximation. We're talking to O Green. That's Sherry O'Meara and Tom Greenwald from St. Paul. They're going to be up here playing Saturday at 7 p.m. at Lutzen Resort. Thank you so much for being part of the show, and happy anniversary again.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, sir.